Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, baseball family? We are so excited to be here after our technical and corporeal difficulties this Monday prevented us from joining you on Tuesday morning regularly scheduled podcast broadcast. Oh, but we are here tonight and it's very exciting. I am your co-host, Brig, and I've got Mr. Bradman here with me. How are you tonight, Brad?
I'm good. I'm hoping that the technical difficulties are solved and we don't have too much of an issue tonight. So we'll get to it.
You never know. All right, let's jump in here. As we say, we got a lot to cover. That is the fact this time. The Dodgers have now officially clinched the NL West. This is it was a day early last time they announced it. It was like this weird flaw in the system. Some intern blew it. And
I think that you're right. It had to have been an intern. That sounds like an intern mistake. Definitely.
Some bachelor journalism student was like, oh no, I thought mathematically. And they're like, we don't pay you to do math. We pay you for commas. Okay. It's different. Anyway, the Dodgers have clinched for the 9th time in 10 seasons. It's very exciting for the Dodgers franchise and the fan base. And I mean, we're looking at dynastic situation here. This is they're a force to be reckoned with.
The culture's right.
Yeah, the culture's right. The players are right. Everything seems to fall into place for LA, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. It's like shades of days gone by. So the question is, are they a favorite for the World Series? I think that's almost a no-brainer at this point.
Right.
Are they yours though, Brad? I'm talking appearance, not victory,
right.
But appearance.
That's the thing that's hard is that, like, given their history over the last 5 years, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. They've been the best team in baseball several times.
Yeah.
And they've been eliminated from the playoffs. They've been eliminated early. I would like to say yes is the easy answer, but at the same time, like, because they've silently been playing better baseball than anybody consistently the entire season, right? Totally. They had a couple of slips, but that was it. But the rest of the time, they've been just overall better than everybody the entire time. And I'd like to say yes, but at the same time, if they run into that buzzsaw that is the Braves and they have a good week, could be the end of it.
That's right. Well, and it's the same with the Mets. If the Mets are having a great week, and yeah, all things are clicking and the starting pitching's back and everything's good, like, you just never know. It's anybody's game at that point. So I think right now, mathematically, if you look on paper, they are the favorites in the National League. And it's hard to dispute that. But I don't think paper tells the whole story.
Right.
Which is what you're saying.
Yeah, if paper told the whole story, then, I mean, the Dodgers would have had like 4 World Series in the last 5 years, right?
Exactly.
And it wouldn't even be close that they would have just run away with them. But
it doesn't work that way, baseball family. It just doesn't. But so, baseball family, if you're watching us live, if you're listening live, go ahead and let us know. What do you think? How do you feel about the Dodgers? Is there an X factor that we're not taking into consideration that is either working in their favor or working against them? All of that is possible, as we've seen in the past. And Brad, I think you did a great job illustrating it. So if the World Series favorite is not LA, who would you put it on?
In the National League?
If you were going to say, I'm sorry, not the Braves. If the Dodgers, let's say they met the bed and they don't make it to the World Series, who does?
I think, quite honestly, the Mets match up better against the top tier teams than just about anybody else in the National League. The Cardinals are not going to do anything. The Padres are not going to do anything unless they really like suddenly figure things out, because they still got plenty of issues. Yeah. And the Mets,
it's not going to be San Diego.
This is the thing about the Mets and the Braves is that the reason I said a good week is because they have good weeks and they have bad weeks.
Yeah.
Like it's like every other, and like the Braves, I know they had that long winning streak. They had another like 7 or 8 game winning streak recently, but at the same time though, they can as quickly fall off as they can jump back on. So I think that when it comes to the top tier talent, though, I think the Mets are the team that would make it if the Dodgers don't.
And that's surprising because they just got swept by Chicago,
right
out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere,
which is just as much of a testament about a good week as anybody could provide at this point. Exactly. And was it Denise that said? Hey, no, it was you. It was you a couple weeks ago. You said, I don't know, I'd watch out for Chicago. There's one of those unknown teams that will just jump in and spoil your party. Oh, yeah, because
you don't know which team is going to show up with the Cubs. You don't know which group of players are going to show up. So
I thought that was prescient of you, Brad. It was quite prophetic. And watching what you predicted. So will you knock it off or at least change the prediction a little bit for us? That'd be great.
A little bit more in your favor.
That'd be nice.
Hey, Didn't I tell you? Actually, sorry, we'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to get to the Yankees.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we will. So let's move on. The Orioles and the Brewers, they're kind of fading a little bit. And I think this makes a lot of sense for Baltimore, but I don't think we anticipated this happening in Milwaukee. So they look like they might be, they weren't going to miss out, and now they may miss out on the playoffs. So right now, Milwaukee sits currently 2 games out of the wild card as far as games on paper, but they're not even in the third slot. They're the fourth team in wild card consideration. So figure that out, right? They're only 2 games back, but that means because Atlanta holds the first place wild card spot at 10 games up in the wild card race. Then you've got Philadelphia 2.5 games up. Then you've got San Diego, who's the zero line. And then Milwaukee, who's 2 games back in the wild card race. So for those of you actuaries out there who want to maybe explain this to us about all this statistical analysis is happening, that'd be great. But the point is, Milwaukee, they're struggling, and we did not see this happening. Just did not.
No, we didn't, because we assumed that Milwaukee was going to continue to be 6-4 in their last 10 the rest of the way, because they are right now. They are currently 6-4 in their last 10, because every time I look at them, that's where they are. The problem is that, at least for Milwaukee, is that St. Louis was better than that for a good stretch of time.
Yeah.
Had a good stretch.
And they still are. They still are better than that.
Well, currently they're 6-4 in their last 10.
Whoa. All right. Okay.
So that was funny, but
and it does anyway, it doesn't hurt that people are grooving one to Pujols just to make history, you know that,
right?
Yeah, could be. Okay.
I mean the Cardinals are 8 games up on Milwaukee at this point. It looks like if they're going to get in the playoffs, it's going to have to be through the wild card.
Yeah,
so they're going to have to rely on. I think it's going to take more the Cardinal or the Padres losing than it is the Brewers winning to get in, because the Padres, like we said, are up and down as anybody right now. They're kind of strange, but I don't know. I don't know that Milwaukee's going to make it.
Interesting. Well, and we have most teams have only 19 games left, some 18, some 20, but we're at 19 games overall remaining in the regular season. And it closes out, October 7th, I think, or something like that, is the last day of the regular season.
Yeah.
October 5th or whatever. Anyway, the Brewers are sitting 2 games behind the Padres. The O's are 4.5 games behind the zero line. That puts them also in that fourth slot seeking the wild card position. We've got Seattle, who's 0.5 game up from zero. Toronto's 0.5 game up from zero. And Tampa Bay holds the zero slot, that third position. Baltimore is next in line, 4.5 games behind that zero line. So it's still a tough row to hoe if you're a Baltimore fan. I don't think all is lost if you're a Baltimore right. fan. That's certainly not the case, but it is interesting that I don't think Seattle's going to slow down. And
they don't have any games against anybody above 500 the rest of the way.
Well, all right.
The Mariners don't. So.
Unless they don't show up one day and they just take somebody for granted, I don't think that's going to be a problem for Seattle. Toronto's schedule does not look as favorable. They're up against it a little bit moving forward. So they could fall way out of this.
Same with the Rays. And
same with the Rays. Exactly.
The Rays, Blue Jays, and Orioles are all going to end up playing each other in like basically round robin format several times throughout the rest of the season. And so I don't know that there will be much shaking down as far as like Baltimore making it in, because they would really have to go on a tear and beat those guys.
Which they could do.
They could, because they have Brig, it has happened before. So
yeah.
To say that it's not going to would be incorrect. But I don't think it's likely, though, because the Rays are playing some pretty decent baseball right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I wouldn't worry so much about Toronto as I would Tampa Bay. If we're talking about streaky baseball, going on a tear, having, you know, blown out the remainder of these 20 games, coming out at that 60-40 ratio, I'm giving it to Tampa Bay over pretty much any of these teams.
Tampa Bay Seattle, just has to sit at 500 the rest of the way.
Right, and Seattle just is going to benefit from their schedule being a little bit softer. Not that they don't have the talent to go 60-40 the remainder of the season, 60-40%, but that they the schedule is going to benefit them big time. So I don't know. It's pretty interesting. Chicago White Sox are 6.5 games out. That's 4 games back in the Central. I think at this point they're out.
Yeah.
Do you think they're out?
I want to say they're out just because of the way that they've been playing.
Yeah.
Right. They took 2 out of 3 in Seattle last week, but that was like a major letdown for the Mariners. So I'm not like super worried about that as far as the White Sox. Like, they don't really scare me for anybody. I think the Twins, honestly, at 5 games back in the Central, they're a team that's struggling at the wrong time is what happened there. Yeah. Right. If they were to pull out of it like tomorrow, they could come back and they could make it. They could win the Central.
They could.
Because I feel like they're a better team than what they've been playing right now.
Yeah. But are they a better team than Cleveland? That's the real question.
I don't know. I still don't know who Cleveland is.
Exactly.
Because they're talking about up and down. Like, you see them look really good some days and really, really bad others. Because I remember it was in Cleveland when the Mariners swept that series. There was one day I was like, Kelly, this does not look like a playoff team. Cleveland looks terrible today. You know, so I don't know.
But that's happening league-wide. I don't think Cleveland does not have a monopoly on what is happening today. I
mean, it's true.
You know what I mean? It's okay.
I think Phillies fans would.
Phillies fans, Yankees fans. I think Mets fans are feeling that way today. Yeah. I think that sometimes Seattle fans feel that way this season. I think it's all over the place. I think Dodgers fans don't feel that way since Arizona. You know?
Yeah, that was an odd stretch.
No, but that's it.
But they've gotten past that, because the last time I went and saw the Dodgers play here, they ran the D-backs out of the stadium. So
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's that. But anyway.
Baseball family, before we go any further, let's get the grammar right. Before we go any further, let me make sure that you know that if you would like to support the podcast, we would invite you to do so. And the easiest way is to do it through Patreon. It's cheaper than one of my bougie coffees, first of all. And we tell you that every time because it's the funniest and it's super true. And second of all, have we added the $1 tier?
Not yet. Not yet. I can actually add that like tonight.
Probably. Okay. We're going to add a $1 tier of support, which is easy. So it's $1 a month. Then we have 5, 10, and 15. They all come with their own benefits and their own, you know, awesomeness. But the biggest thing, and you can get this for now, $1, which is amazing, is that we do the bullpen cut of the big show, the Tuesday morning episode, where we don't edit anything out. You get all the banter, all the jokes, all the stuff that we, you know, we all don't say for the kids, and stories about Brad saluting things that, you know, shouldn't maybe be saluted, or maybe they should be. We're not judging him. But his anthem for the salute was just spectacular. It was so good. So you have access. We also, recently, we also shared wedding line stories.
We did.
Our weddings. We have some good ones. Anyway, so you can get all that on the Bullpen Cut. You $1 a month, I'll get you the Bullpen Cut, and that's available on Patreon. Search Baseball Together. Anyway, let's move on to Albert Pujols, because he has done it. He has passed A-Rod as the number 4 all-time home run hitter in Major League Baseball history. We are so excited. I think as an entire fan base, probably forever, we're excited about this. I doubt there are baseball family, if you know somebody, or if you are somebody who is sad to see this have happened, please let us know.
I'm curious how Cubs fans feel about it, honestly.
I
don't know how you could be upset, but
I'm not talking about Pujols making it this far. I'm talking about him beating out A-Rod, right?
Okay. Like, okay.
That's the thing I really don't anticipate people being sad about. Right. Yeah,
you're probably right.
And if you fit that category, please let us know, because a counter argument would be really nice to well round all of this siloed, you know, vacuumed opinion we have going on here. So anyway, let's be honest. We read Bloodsport. We're a little concerned. The question to you, Brad, is how big a deal is this, as I've just made a big deal about it?
Well, I mean, I think you pointed out it's a huge deal, because this is the thing that makes it a big deal, is that Major League Baseball wants steroid guys bumped down the list.
Yeah.
Erased from history. Taken out of the top 5, the top 10, whatever, as much as they can, because it cleans up the history. It's baseball cleaning up the history on its own. Now, somebody passing Barry Bonds, I don't know. That's a tall order. Pujols definitely is not going to. Pujols is not even going to pass Babe Ruth at 714. Not going to happen. But I say that, you never know when somebody's going to come along and just hit a whole bunch of home runs for a whole bunch of years, because that's what it's got to take. Because Pujols hit 40-plus home runs in 7 seasons and played 22 years in the big leagues to get to this point, to almost 700. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if anybody is ever going to do this again. I don't know. I think A-Rod might sit at 5th on the list for, like, the rest of time.
It's very possible. It is very possible. And I can think of one guy in particular who stands a chance, and that would be it would be Aaron Judge, honestly. And a few days ago, Mark McGwire came out and said, if anybody has a chance of beating Bonds' record, it's Aaron Judge. And he laid it all out. And he said all this stuff about he's definitely going to be to break the record, at the franchise record at Yankee Stadium. But he really believes, he said, I quote, but I truly believe he'll break Barry's record too. And if he can beat a single season record like that at 74, then, I mean, bro, he's got a chance of making it to this top four or five. So I don't know.
He could.
I don't know.
He could.
It's pretty interesting. So, but I think he's it. I think he's kind of stands alone at this point.
My homer pick, like thinking about it now, might be Julio Rodriguez.
I was just going to say that.
Because he's the third rookie ever to join the 25-25 club, 25 homers, right. 25 stolen bases. And he's gotten to be a better hitter as the season's gone. Like, there was a while there where he wasn't hitting because pitchers knew to throw him inside. And he was sitting out and he'd get hit and strike out and everything hurt. He missed a few games, but he came back. And now he's figured out how to hit the inside pitch.
Yeah.
If he continues to learn at this curve, baseball is going to be so easy for him. He's been crushing home runs lately, and he could just level up and keep hitting them at a higher click as he goes, if he continues to improve at the rate that he is. I don't know that he will, because everybody's got to flatten out, but
yeah,
it's crazy to watch.
Well, and what we've seen consistently, whether you're taking steroids or not, is guys get bigger. They bulk up. They as they get older, they put on a little more weight. That gives them added power. And he has the ability to DH now. And we're I mean, he was going to be in Seattle forever because of that deal he just signed. But
yeah.
I was just going to say whether he moves around, but that's not going to matter because he signed a monster deal
for the rest of his life.
Yeah, which is super cool. But okay, let's take the M's and let's move on and talk about the Mariners, because they took 2 out of 3 from the Braves, which we talked about before the series being an enormous deal. And that is absolutely the case, because that was playoff primer baseball. That was us getting an inside look at what October was going to look like. So, and then they split it with the Padres, which is a little confusing, maybe a little upsetting. But
Yu Darvish was dealing. I wasn't worried or confused at all. He had an amazing game. Because it was funny. A bunch of Mariners fans were like, man, that was ice cold. Offense was ice cold. It's like, no, they had like, I think they had 11 balls hit with an exit velo of like 95 plus. But they're hit right at guys.
For sure.
So, you know, take the shift out of the equation there and you got a bunch of base hits.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. A bunch of base hits. What did you say? 11? 11 hits?
Yeah, I think it was 11. 11 balls hit that hard.
Jeez. Anyway, let's talk more sweeps. So the Yankees took 2 out of 3 from the Rays, and then they beat Boston 2 times at home. I always hate calling a 2-game series a sweep.
I know.
But
it's
just
strange.
Feels cheap, doesn't it? Just feel cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's, but it's still good. There's still 6 games up on the Rays in the East. Brad asked me this question: are things right in the world right now? And I don't think largely they are. Are they right in our world? No. And I say evidence of that is Thor: Love and Thunder. Like, let's be honest. It just how they decided to make that movie and cheapen Christian Bale's. Like, they wasted Christian Bale on that film, let's be honest.
Brig, we're not going to go there. Okay. Christian Bale agreed to make the movie and clearly did not know what he was getting into. So
no, he brought an Oscar-winning a performance and effort to a made-for-TV movie on the CW. That's what it was.
It wasn't, though. It wasn't. It was on brand. It was on brand for the director, Brig.
Perfectly I don't care, Brad. The best part about that was Russell Crowe and his Greek accent.
That's pretty funny.
And his flamboyant attitude. That was the best part. Anyway, don't forget to check out The Big Show every Tuesday, where we talk like this all the time. And this is what the bullpen cut looks like, by the way. There's a little callback for you.
Yes.
Anyway, during this week's episode, this last week's episode, we interviewed David Page. He was the creator of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. We asked him about hot dogs, and Brad asked him whether they're sandwiches or not, and it was a big deal. So that was the last episode we had out, the last full episode before the technical difficulties. Anyway, all right, before we get into this week's games, we got a couple things left. Derek Jeter was finally inducted into the Yankees Hall of Fame. And
finally.
Yeah, I know.
Brig,
I know.
Why did it take so long? Do you know why they took so long to get this to happen?
No, I don't.
It doesn't make any sense. No. Ichiro was inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame just a couple weeks ago, and he still has a couple years to go before Cooperstown. It doesn't make sense why they. I mean, do the Yankees have like a self-imposed like 8-year waiting period?
Probably. They probably do. And if they do, I don't know about it. But I can see that being 100% the case. I can also see it being like, well, you know, let's see what happens in Miami. And I don't know, just business. Like, let's keep it business for a while. And now that he's not in that category, and it's not a problem that way. No conflict of interest or whatever. Yeah. But it was inevitable. It was going to happen anyway. And I'm just glad it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see it.
2 Dominican teams are suing the Angels.
Teens.
2 Dominican adolescents are suing the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles or wherever they're calling themselves, after they renegotiated, they reneged on a verbal contract offer. Brad, you wrote this. Why don't you just tell us what's going on here?
Okay, so they pulled back on this deal. So
yeah,
it's crazy.
What means. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy to think about this because at face value, it's like, well, it was a verbal contract, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like that has no value. However, apparently in the Dominican Republic, it does, especially for underage baseball players. So this is exactly how this went down. So the team and the players reached verbal agreements on specific dollar amounts that, like, when you are old enough, they were 14 and you can't sign players unless they're turning 17. They're 17 or are turning 17 before September 1st of the contract year. So would have been 2020 for both of these guys, for both of these kids. And so they said, in 2020, we will sign you to this contract worth this much money. Well, the pandemic hit. They weren't able to get down there to get that deal. So it pushed it back to 2021. Well, 2021 came around. Contracts were not offered. The Angels pulled them back. And like I said, apparently verbal contracts are valid in the Dominican Republic. And so the Angels could be in big trouble here. And this is the thing about this too, is like, I understand this. Like, I understand the Angels being like, yes, keep working hard, we'll give you a contract.
Yeah.
But there was a video that said, yes, you're signed.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a scout or whoever said, yes, you're signed. And these kids are just like ecstatic. Right.
So I just looked it up. In California, oral contracts are legally binding in many cases.
There you go.
So even if they wanted to say, well, you know, the head office is located in California and I was on the ground, you know, and, you know, that doesn't matter.
That's a problem.
So unless it's illegal, fraudulent, the terms are way too vague. What else?
It doesn't sound like there's anything vague about it, though.
Right. And because, it's not fraudulent.
Because the article I read said that there were dollar amounts agreed upon. That, like, we're going to pay you this much. So, and now Artie Moreno is going to sell the team with this going on.
Oh, yeah. That just devalued themselves wildly again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
They're such a mess, that whole organization. But man, so the players are seeking compensation for material and psychological damages. I think that could end up being worth more than what those contracts were. So they're going to settle, obviously, because I'm sure that they know they're in the wrong. But these kids are going to get a lot of money out of this. And it'll probably change the way things are done in the Dominican as well. And I think that there will be more push for the international draft for this.
For sure. Which is a good thing anyway.
So anyway,
let's get into games of the week, Brad, because this weekend there are some games. And did you know we still have games? So let's talk about games. They're so good. So I love that we still have games.
Though, Brig, is that, like, there are not that many nationally televised games anymore because college football and the NFL have started. So these networks are like, you know what? No mas.
No mas. That's exactly what's happening.
But Apple TV, though, they're still doing their thing on Friday nights.
I heard a rumor, and I still haven't watched an Apple TV Plus game because I don't have Apple TV Plus until you reminded me that I do, but I forget every Friday. So maybe tomorrow I'll find a time to watch. Apparently, there's one commentator that everybody hates. They just think this person does a terrible job.
Is it Hunter Pence?
I don't know who it is, but I need to go on there and figure it out for myself because I keep hearing this rumor. And people are saying it's so bad that they mute it or turn it off. They'd rather not watch the ball game.
Yeah, that is the general consensus, that just overall they're not very good. Like, a lot of people just don't like the way that they do it. However, I will say this. So I typically do not listen to games anyway, especially if it's not a local game. I won't listen to the broadcast. I'll turn it down, mute it. There's enough noise going on in my house anyway. I don't need it. So there's that. But the thing Apple TV does really well, their cameras are absolute money, and they have cinematographers running those cameras who do an outstanding job getting the best camera angles, the best shots, everything. That, like, the presentation of the game itself is unreal. It's absolutely amazing. But yes, the broadcasters themselves do leave a little bit to be desired, I think. At one point, though, Katie Nolan did question if they could call Kyle Raleigh by his nickname on the air, which I thought was really funny. Hmm. They call Kyle Raleigh Big Dumper.
Oh.
Because he's got a big butt, because he's a catcher.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, but
it's so funny.
Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so Friday, tomorrow, September, what is tomorrow? September 16th, the A's, right? Do I have this? Is this
yeah,
updated?
This is updated. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right, good. So 7 p.m. tomorrow, Apple TV Plus, the A's will play the Astros. The A's are 52 games and 52 wins and 91 losses. Sorry. They're 3-7 in their last. Sorry, it's just so bad. It's hard to even read. They're 3-7 out of their last 10, as opposed to the Astros, arguably the best team in the American League. 93 wins, 50 losses, 8 out of 2 in their last 10. Look out, because they are on their way to the World Series. The World Series.
They might be.
I don't know who is going to be able to stop the Astros. I have some ideas about how it might go down, but I don't feel comfortable.
The only team I can see them beating them is I could see the Blue Jays getting hot for a week, like we talked about, and beating them a couple, like taking one in Houston at some point in this series and taking both games in Toronto, because maybe they have a couple guys who aren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
Can't make the trip. Toronto is not a place you want to go during the playoffs. Absolutely not.
No, I agree.
Too much of a home field advantage with the COVID restrictions. So got that going.
Anyway, then 10 p.m. as well, the Dodgers will be in San Francisco playing the Giants, also Apple TV+. The Dodgers are at 98-44, 7-3 of their last 10. The Giants are 69-74, arguably in the top three most disappointing storylines of the season, and we'll get into that later on the big show. But they're 4-6 out of their last 10. Totally confusing. You want to talk about what's more confusing, Brad? Is that Saturday on the September 17th? Guess how many college football games there will be?
There will be a bunch of college football games.
Guess how many baseball games there'll be?
Fox will show zero baseball games. So unreal. Stupid. Baseball, Major League Baseball, get better partnerships for your nationally broadcasted games, because you can't have that. I'm sorry. During wild card and playoff races, you cannot have that in September. That's terrible.
Absolutely. So it's
Charles
Barkley.
So it's terrible.
Terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. Confused. Who's on their biz dev team? Because I need to talk to them. The only nationally broadcasted game on Sunday will be at 7 p.m. Dodgers Giants. It's on ESPN. For those of you interested and pining for true competition on Saturday the 17th. And I know that you're don't at me about all the college football that may or may not be true competition, okay? I got it. I'm hoisting the black flag here, Brad. College football's okay, but if you want to watch Canelo fight Triple G for the third time, that is pay-per-view this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, and that will be absolute, utter, just the epitome of competition. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Do you have a pick, Brick?
I'm actually glad that there won't be baseball, because I don't want to dilute the experience and be split. You know what I mean?
Who's your pick? Who's your pick in the fight? Yeah,
Canelo.
Canelo. That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the last fight was a draw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured that was coming.
I think it's Canelo. Anyway.
But if you want more baseball to watch, here's a couple series for you. I'm keeping my eyes on the Twins and Guardians, because if the Twins can take this series, especially if they can sweep it, they're right back in the mix in the AL Central, and that could be a problem for the Guardians. And then I've also got the Phillies and the Braves. The Phillies have got to win some games to stay in the hunt, to stay in that wild card, but the Braves are also trying to take the NL East. Yeah. So, big deal. That's a big pickle right there.
Big deal pickle.
Do you have a specific series you're watching?
I'm watching the Brew Crew and the Yankees, because if the Brew Crew is on the slide and the Yankees may be busting out of this slump that they're in, think this is a great opportunity to prove that, especially before they head for a two-game series in Pittsburgh and then they host the Red Sox for four. I think they need to go into that Red Sox stand next weekend with like high on the hog. And if they're going to do it, they can do, they can beat the crap out of Pittsburgh. I'm not worried about that, but right. I think that charging really be, excuse me, really being able to blow through the Brew Crew this weekend is going to be a big, big deal. And then anything the Mets are doing, I have to watch because I'm nervous. That's why I'm just plain nervous. And I don't want to be nervous. I don't like being nervous about the Mets right now because they've been my pick for the National League all season. And and this whole half a game quibbling thing we're doing with Atlanta is really bugging me. But they're in Pittsburgh right now. Not worried about it. They'll be there all weekend. I think that's going to be great. They're currently up 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh, hosting there Pittsburgh. And they're not in Pittsburgh. They're in New York, but they're hosting right. Pittsburgh. So anyway,
there you go. Excellent.
Those are the ones I'm watching.
Very good. Well, baseball family, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review the show. You let us know what you think about what we're doing. And you subscribe so you don't miss anything. So you don't miss when we do have shows and we don't have shows. Because we always do an announcement. We always let everybody know that, hey, there were some issues and we are not having a show. It's only happened a couple times, I think. Maybe twice. Maybe three times now.
Yeah, that might have been the second or third, though.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll always let you know, especially if you are subscribed. Don't forget to hop over to ChinookSeedery.com and use code BTPOD to get 10% off the best seeds ever. You will say you will be doing your mouth a favor. You'll be doing us a favor because we get a portion of that and you will help out the show. Don't forget to hop over to BaseballTogether.com. You can watch the podcast, listen to the podcast, submit to the mailbag. And while you're there, click the link to go over to 9plusus.com. If you just want to type it in, spell it out, NINEPLUSUS.com. You can get Briggs Awesome. Like, is that, Brig, is that the Phillies or the Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. And I'm wearing my Not Sexy shirt. That's a nod to Marco Gonzalez with the Mariners. But baseball family, thank you so much for joining us tonight on this Thursday Night Live. We will catch you next week on the big show.